Thank you. All lines are now bridged.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the Health Information Technology Advisory Committee annual report work group. This is the group that will be responsible for delivering the annual report as required in the 21st Century Cures Act. So we are excited to get started on this activity. As I'm sure you all know, the HITECH has been quite busy this year, and so there'll be plenty to inform the report. With that, we are going to officially call the meeting to order, starting with roll call. Carolyn Peterson.
I'm here.
Erin Meary.
Good afternoon.
Christina Caraballo.
Present.
Brett Oliver. Not yet. And Chesley Richards. Not yet. Okay, we'll circle back. Perhaps they will join us a bit later. But first, I would like to turn it over to Elise Sweeney Anthony, who's the Director of Policy here at ONC, for opening remarks.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I just want to take a minute to just thank you so much for your work on or upcoming work on this work group. As you know, it's been pretty busy in the committee started in terms of TESCA as well as the USCDI. Now we're bridging into expanded areas, including the standard use case work that another work group is working on, and of course the important work that's happening here in terms of the annual report development. It's going to be an exciting time period in terms of use of the HITECH annual report to help inform some of the work that we're doing. I'm looking forward to hearing about some of the advancements that you think as a work group and ultimately the entire HITECH thinks are beneficial in terms of moving health IT forward, as well as some of the gaps, right? Thinking about the gaps across the health IT infrastructure that are captured in the priority target areas that are included in the Cures Act. So I really just want to take a minute and just thank you for the work in terms of developing this, as well as to Carolyn and Erin for taking on the helm as the work group co-chairs. I also just wanted to take a minute and thank my team for the work that they've been doing to help stand up the work group, and then that they will continue to do to support your work going forward. So Lauren Ritchie, of course, as well as Michelle Murray, who is the staff lead for this work group. Our goal, as always, is to support your efforts in terms of helping to make sure you have everything for the meeting itself, but also in prep and putting together the materials that you think would be helpful. So not only is myself on the call, but also Seth Pazinski, who's on my team, Lauren and Michelle, and we're here to help answer any questions you have in terms of our objectives and benchmarks that are included in the slide deck, and any questions you have about our work as you kind of kick off this important work group and then the following report. So with that, my appreciation again to Carolyn and Erin, and I'll turn it over to you, Carolyn.
Thanks, Elise. I just want to echo Elise's thanks to the folks who volunteered to join me on the work group, along with Erin. We do have a lot of great stuff to talk about in terms of what the HITECH has accomplished this year, and we also have an important role in thinking about priorities going forward and other work that needs to be done in emerging areas that ONC and the HITECH should be looking at as we head into the next year. So I'm really, really excited to be co-chairing this work group and look forward to working with all of you and with ONC to produce a really great starting point for ONC, you know, with HITECH going forward. I'll pass the baton to Erin.
Yeah, thank you, Carolyn. I also want to echo exactly what you said, which is my superb appreciation for the ONC staff. Elise, you have a rock star team. You always do. And I just say up front, I really appreciate them and all they're doing to support us. It's going to be a fun task force, and I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome and the product that we get to develop. With that said, this is also exciting. This is also a blazing new trail. Now, this is a brand new work group, you know, completing a task that hasn't been done before, because the law was just signed into law not too long ago. So it's going to be fun to really ideate and brainstorm, and also, to your point earlier, come up with any type of opportunities for the focus for the next year. So I'm looking forward to this. So my thanks to you all. All right. With that, Lauren, I think we want to move on to now introductions. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Carolyn, if you wanted to go up.
Sure. I am a co-chair of the HITACH. In my day-to-day work, I am senior editor of MayoClinic.org, which is a consumer health information website. But I'm actually on this committee and on HITACH as an individual. I'm a 35-year survivor of a pediatric cancer and have been doing patient advocacy for upwards of 20 years now. So I bring the patient perspective and come to the work group on my own time as a personal activity.
And then I'll introduce myself. I'm Erin Meary. I'm a chief information officer. I have been on the provider side for well over a decade, on the commercial side for the past 2 years. My focus and specialty really is privacy and security, and really getting into the meat and potatoes of all of those very fun topics. And from a perspective of you know, overall, I have been part of the policy committee, part of some of the caucus for the standards committee, and now obviously the HITACH since its inception. And you know, I look forward to giving back all the information and knowledge from previous years to this work group, as well as what we've been doing on HITACH, and really informing. Move over maybe to Christina.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina Caraballo. I'm the Director of Healthcare Transformation at Get Real Health, which is focused on consumer engagement. I recently was the co-chair of the U.S. Core Data for Interoperability, and I am looking forward to doing this new work group. Thank you so much, Carolyn, Erin, and the ONC team. I know how much work it is to do the co-chairing. I'm really looking forward to supporting you guys in this effort.
Thanks. And I did confirm that Brett will not be able to join us today. Is Chesley on the line by chance? Okay. We'll maybe circle back to see if he joins us a bit later. And for the ONC team, of course, you all are familiar with our national coordinator, Dr. Rucker, who could not join us today. We heard from Elise earlier, and I'll ask Seth to introduce himself.
Hi, everyone. Seth Pazinski. I'm the director for the Strategic Planning and Coordination Division at ONC. Work with Lauren both in managing the Federal Advisory Committee and the HITACH. And its operations, but also working on ONC projects and portfolios related to planning and performance. And I've been in various roles within ONC over the past 7 years, leading strategic planning and performance related activities. So excited to be a part of the group and look forward to working with you.
Great, thanks, Seth. And I think you all are familiar with me. I'm the designated federal officer for the work group, as well as the larger HITACH. And I will turn it over to Michelle, who you will likely hear more from throughout the life of the work group.
Hi, I'm Michelle Murray. I'm a policy analyst in the Office of Policy at ONC. I've been a work group lead in the past for both the prior FACA iterations. So I'm happy to be back doing this type of work. And I also do a lot of policy research, especially through leading contracts to do so, and some technical writing. So I think, the right skill set to help us create this report. So I look forward to getting to work with you.
Okay, fabulous. All right, so do we want to then now, Lauren, go into the scope and start talking about this?
Yes, please.
All right. Go ahead and go into this. So the way we're going to divvy this up between Carolyn and I is I'm going to kind of talk about the first maybe half or third of this slide deck, kind of the overview, and then Carolyn will go into the meat and potatoes of kind of what we're thinking about and start introducing some questions for us to think through. So overall, the working group, this work group scope is, and I'm not going to just read it back to you verbatim, but in essence, it is our goal to inform and come up with a draft of an annual report to submit to the Secretary via Dr. Rucker, and team, and the ONC team, that really speaks to what we've been doing on with the HITACH group, and really is kind of required by 21st Century Cures. So our goal is really to look at, you know, how are we doing? What are we going to measure ourselves against? How are we doing against those measurements? And then what do we want to plan for in the upcoming years that we feel that we should focus on and or ask for permission to look at? One of the great things about 21st Century Cures is that it was very specific in some of the areas we needed to focus on. And we're going to talk more about that as we iterate on this deck. And then also, you know, kind of an idea of what we need to look at in terms of any gaps. Elise mentioned earlier, you know, if there's any items that are really pertinent out there that the HITECH should take into consideration and talk through, you know, this is the time to talk about it. So we would look to you all and to the larger HITECH audience and the public eventually to say, hey, what all do we need to focus on? What all is there that is important? Because health IT is rapidly evolving and doing some phenomenal work, but we need to make sure that we're staying, you know, in the curve of all of that and looking at everything top to bottom. Next slide, please. All right, so let's go into a little bit of definition here. You know, as noted, the three areas specifically that we as a HITECH were really to look at was one, interoperability. We saw this a lot with our TESCA work group and the US CDI, a lot of the standards work that was done there. It's really about it, you know, achieving that interoperability appropriately amongst all types of data sets and doing data classification and whatnot. Next is another subject near and dear to my heart, which is privacy and security, making sure that, you know, we are looking at this from all vectors and understanding, you know, the very real evolutions that are occurring within this space and what can we do to make sure that we're helping to inform the greater public and making sure that regulation and whatnot work with the way that the market is evolving. Three is an area near and dear to obviously Carolyn's heart, which is patient access and facilitating, you know, that access by an individual to their caregivers and making sure that they always have ready access to their PHI. And that fourth area here, again, is what I just spoke to a little bit ago, which is any of those target areas that we feel are appropriate that we should be asking for permission to look at, you know, with adequate notice out, and talk through and work through. So again, this could be an area that really we think about and marinate on and come back to this team and say, hey, we really should look at this. We really should talk about this. This is a very real item that has some tangible substance. Next slide, please. All right, and I'm going to turn this part over to Carolyn.
Thanks, Aaron. So we have this diagram that kind of sums up the way that we work in HITECH and the way that we interact with ONC. Starting at the top, you know, ONC have given us the priority target areas that we were working on this year. These things like the TEFCA and CDI and so forth and interoperability. We deliberate, we give them recommendations. They look at those recommendations and take that to heart as they work forward through their daily work. HITECH assesses the advancements, look at how things have been going, and that can include federal, state, and things happening in the private sector. We identify gaps in policies and resources, and we present that back to ONC to inform the charges for the next year for HITECH, and of course, the way that ONC carries that forward. We do that through the annual report, which is the work product that we're going to be focusing on over the next few months. The next slide, please. So we have here what we're calling a crosswalk. It's actually kind of a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional matrix where we have things kind of interacting with each other on multiple planes. Across the top to the right, we have the HITECH priority target areas, as Aaron previously described, and as we have in the charges that we've looked at this year through the committee's work. So ONC's objectives, of course, are publishing some proposed regulation, publishing that draft trusted exchange framework that another work group looked on earlier this year, the work on standards and specifications that is now underway with a different work group. ONC has something that is referred to in all of these paper products as benchmarks. That term comes from the language in the 21st Century Cures Act. For us, in the first year, we need to conceptualize these really more as baselines because there's nothing in existence now that we can compare. But as we go through these documents, the word benchmark is going to come up quite a lot, and we just have to think of it as kind of setting a start with a baseline. So there's this proposed regulation. the draft exchange framework, and again, the standards and specifications. The high-tech charges, things we've done so far and are working on, the trusted exchange, the U.S. core data for interoperability, those two are completed in terms of their work groups. We have the interoperability standards priorities, that's underway now, and then also additional initiatives that HITAC defines, in part looking at the work that we do and what we have to say about where we think things should be going. Could I have the next slide, please? So ONC's objectives and benchmarks, slash for our purposes, baselines. For the purpose of the annual report, the 21st Century Cures Act is saying that the national coordinator, in collaboration with the secretary, shall establish and update as appropriate these objectives and benchmarks for advancing and measuring the advancement of the priority target areas. So for us, this is a really good opportunity to start laying down what matters as a baseline and what they can follow in coming years. ONC sets the objectives and the benchmarks that are to be used in the development of the HITAC annual report. These objectives and benchmarks will be aligned with the priority target areas, and we've kind of seen how that fits together looking at the crosswalk. ONC's goal is to establish a consistent measurement process over time, but they can update some of these objectives and benchmarks as that's appropriate, you know, as the industry and the playing field changes. And then ONC, of course, is interested in feedback from HITAC members about these objectives and benchmarks. So that's where we come in, and also as we present drafts of the annual report to the full HITAC. The next slide, please. So for fiscal year 2018, ONC has several objectives. First is publishing proposed regulation for implementation of the health IT provisions of 21st Century Cures for driving access to clinical data. That would be proposals for APIs, identifying behaviors that are not considered information blocking, you know, for assisting the OIG in enforcement of the Cures Act provisions that are there to prohibit information blocking. Second, publication of the draft trusted exchange framework to improve data sharing across various health information networks. And third, to consider standards and implementation specifications to support priority uses of health IT based on the HITAC recommendations, encouraging all stakeholders to implement and use as applicable to the interoperability needs that they work with that, you know, are a part of their daily work. The next slide, please. The benchmarks, what we can think of as baselines for fiscal year 2018, ONC has identified several. The proposed regulation covering APIs and full blocking and other health IT topics published. So we want to look at the possibility of HITAC activity by the end of this year in line with the schedule for publication of certification and interoperability enhancement proposed rule. There's the draft of the Trusted Exchange Framework publication. The draft Trusted Exchange Framework was released on January 5 for public comment. HITAC is charged with making recommendations and submitting recommendations to ONC on this draft this year. Standards and specifications to support priority uses being considered. So the U.S. core data for interoperability, that work has been done with the work group earlier this year. HITAC is charged with review and feedback and submitted recommendations to the national coordinator on the U.S. CDI and the process. And then finally, we're charged with making recommendations on priority uses of health IT and associated standards and implementation specifications. That's something that has kind of woven itself through the discussions we've had in the full committee meetings and has come up in work group discussions. The annual report is an opportunity for us to kind of frame all of that and put it in context so it's clear what the thrust has been over the year. Could I have the next slide, please? So here's kind of the work plan and the timeline. Today, this is the kickoff. Later in the month, we'll have the landscape analysis and the gap analysis. Some outlines there for a meeting we'll have in 3 weeks. Then in September, we'll be updating the full HITECH on what we've looked at so far. And later in the month, we'll have a draft of the landscape analysis. In October, we have a final draft of that landscape analysis to present to HITECH, as well as a final gap analysis. And we'll be working on that draft of the gap analysis ourselves and looking at the progress report within our own work group. In November, we'll continue to work on that progress report within the work group and present something that we see as final to the full HITECH, and then also kind of outlining the full report itself. In December, we'll have a draft of that full report that we'll keep in our work group. And then in January, at the in-person HITECH meeting, we'll be reviewing the final draft that brings everything together. Could I have the next slide, please? So we have resources and support. We've got staff and contractor support for researching and developing the report. We've got logistical support for these virtual meetings. ONC can bring together panel hearings or subject matter experts to inform content of the report if we feel that's helpful for us. And then once approved by HITECH, the national coordinator will review, and ONC will be able to submit this final report to the HHS Secretary and Congress as required in the legislation. The next slide, please. So now we get to the point where we'll have our work group discussion, and these are the discussion questions that have to do with the priority target areas. I've been talking a bit, so why don't you take on the first one, Aaron? We can listen.
No problem. And I want to offer up to the group that if there are other questions here that you feel that we need to ask or talk through, again, this is all iterative and working through it. So there's other things you want to bring up, feel free to. But the first question I'll pose out to this group is, how broadly should the landscape and gap analysis cover the health IT infrastructure? Essentially, how wide should we go? And remember, if you boil the ocean, your mileage may vary. So to that end, I think we should think about, how broad do we go? And I think maybe, I don't know, Carolyn, do you want to should we do each question and ask the group, or should we just walk through the questions and then tally it up at the end?
Why don't we bring forward all the questions and have a general discussion and just kind of make sure we go at least a little bit in the direction of each one as we talk.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and just do the rest of the questions then real quick. All right. So then another question here, what recent interoperability advancements in the health IT infrastructure should be emphasized? Again, there's some great articles that are out there even recently about leveraging various types of technologies that are on the market, on the commercial market, to really encourage and help with identification and whatnot to encourage interoperability. Then three, what remaining gaps come to mind? Are there areas here, either technology or policy or whatnot, that need to be addressed? What are some of the recommendations, again, for the HITECH can help fill these gaps? And then lastly, what other activities should the HITECH undertake to support those recommendations? So in essence, if you look at these questions, what we're asking for is look at the landscape of health IT. What are we doing, everything we need to be doing and focusing on to help promote and advance interoperability and appropriate standards? And are there any gaps? So common SWOT analysis, take a step back and look at this, and then let's talk through it. Christina, what do you think?
Thanks. Just put me on the spot right away. Appreciate it. Well, I think this looks great. It looks like a great start. I was just kind of looking, obviously, your discussion questions kind of really just make us focus on kind of what we're looking at and the work streams that you put together before. So, my initial reaction, if I'm looking at all these, I think the questions sound great. if I look at the first one on how broadly the landscape should be, I think something that we should keep in mind is that while we don't want to boil the ocean, we also want to realize that the work over the course of the last year that the HITECH has been doing is looking at identifying additional use cases. So we should really think about how we best present the progress we've made in kind of opening this ecosystem that is health IT as we look at interoperability. So I think that's something to keep in mind as we kind of walk through this. I could go down each of these in detail, but that was the first major thing I thought of as we were kind of thinking of just general questions. I think another thing from the work of the last work groups is some of the gaps with the and others. I wasn't on this work group, but the TESCA, we had a lot of comments that varied, and there were very opinionated sides. And I think one of the things I've been looking at just in my spare time on my own is like what are the naysayers on the TESCA saying? Where are the problems? Where are the major gaps? And we've been trying to get this network of networks working for a long time, and there are a lot of people who have been working in this space, and I've heard it's one of those really hard things. You know, we tried, when's it going to work? And I'm of the belief that we can get it to work if we take 10 steps back and start figuring out some of the biggest challenges. So one of my personal goals in this report is to look at those, really, really start to outline where our biggest gaps and challenges are in moving this idea of TEFCA forward. And I don't know that we're going to solve that in this. We probably won't. But that, I think, could be a really powerful area that we could kind of push ONC to charge the next wave for next year and the next kind of target areas for the HITECH next year. So those are my just initial reactions up there, and let others chime in.
That's great. That's great. And I love your comment on sort of the seek first to understand, you know, if you leverage Stephen Covey's kind of thing to learn about what some of the hesitations are around TEF, and then thinking about that in a larger scope. I like that. And I think it's very important to listen to the public and listen to the folks that are brilliant out there and hearing what they have to say and take into account. Those are great, great comments. I don't know if other folks from the committee have joined. I don't know if Brett joined or others. I want to give them a chance. And then, Carolyn, you and I can kind of close out this section.
Erin, this is Lauren. I don't see the others on the participants. And I know Brett wasn't able to join.
All right, no problem. So, Carolyn, do you want to comment?
I'm excited and pleased to hear your thoughts, Christina, because one of the first thoughts that came to my mind when I got the list of discussion questions was all of the painful deliberations in the TEF work group and how difficult it was to try to come to some base stuff that we could all agree on, and as well as that fundamental split between the folks who were feeling like the best way forward is to continue focusing primarily on, you know, clinical utility and integration and interoperability as it relates to the clinic setting and hospital settings, and then other folks who said, you know, it's much broader, it's public health, it's consumer, it's mobile, and supporting a lot more different kinds of interoperability and a lot more functionality and ways of data traveling. So when I look at the first question, I'm almost thinking to myself, is the best way to attack this landscape and gap analysis is to think about it in terms of micro landscapes, where you've got the clinical landscape and the consumer health landscape and the public health landscape, and look at those and pull out, you know, what are the needs, the challenges, the main challenges in coming up with a way of proceeding with interoperability that take into account all these needs and, if not driving solutions for things, at least being very clear about what the challenges are and what it looks like is going to be needed as solutions for those things, so that all of that continues to be on the table and front of mind as the HITACH and ONC goes forward with its work, you know, through the rest of this year and into the future. We may also discover in terms of the gap analyses that there are some real similarities that we hadn't really thought about up to this point, and that can help to drive some solutions or at least shift and broaden people's thinking about the challenges where we need to try to move things so that the solutions that work for most, if not all, can emerge. Does that seem like it has any potential at all, you know, from your perspective and Aaron and Chesley?
I think you're spot on, Caroline. That's my feedback.
Yeah, I agree.
I think Chesley joined. I don't know if she's on the call, though.
You might be on mute, Chesley, if you're...
Okay.
We'll double check his audio line.
All right, we'll wait for her to comment, but I'll say, no, I agree with you, Caroline. I think you're spot on with that, and I think there's a lot of areas that we could. I like the micro-segmentation idea. I believe there's a lot of progress with that. Jesse, are you on?
I think the operator needs to shift from the participant status to a presenter status.
Perhaps so. Okay, we can work on that on the side. All right, and then I'll comment real quickly here. A couple things that when I thought about these questions, you know, I'm going to focus it a little bit on the privacy and security side. Obviously, there's a lot with interoperability and whatnot. You know, I think a couple things. One, there's been some phenomenal work that HHS has done, ONC has done, OCR has done in the past that are all relevant and germane to what HITACH is working on. And I'll look towards things like the HHS Cybersecurity Task Force that wrapped up about 2 years ago, and some of the work output that came from that cross-industry work that was phenomenal. That hit the nail right on the head of how do we get across some of these challenges with, you know, whether it's cybersecurity related, whether it's identification related, whether it's patient access related, whether it's medical device security related, and all these different dimensions. How do we make sure that the work of those groups carries forward so that as we look at things like TEF, you know, we take into account, you know, artifacts from the Cybersecurity Task Force or, you know, the API FACA that was, you know, part of the Sanders Committee or, you know, all these different things that happened over the past, you know, several years that a lot of us have been part of. So that, you know, for me, I would want to make sure that we somehow interweave that into maybe future task forces that we make that a requirement or criteria to look at and pull up artifacts from the past so that they're included in future task forces. Another item I would say that, you know, in terms of technology in the market, I think, you know, we're coming to a point where we realize the importance of, I think we've had enough, you know, issues and incidents in the private sector market and even the public sector market with, you know, stolen information or whatnot. So how do we continue to stay in advance and encourage adoption of standards to make sure that we really can tell that Aaron is Aaron, wherever he may be, and those types of things. So for me, as we look at areas, again, as it relates back to TEF or it relates back to any of the future work with interoperability, keeping in mind all of those dimensions from previous work groups is important to me. And so, you know, as we talk about these different dimensions, I'm going to be trying to reference items from the past that are just excellent work, you know, that I don't want lost because health IT builds on each other and we build on that work. And even, you know, I can think back to the meaningful use subgroups that I was part of. You know, even work output from those groups still carries forward till today. So that to me is in my comments here. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Yeah, Aaron, this is Christina. I think that makes perfect sense. And I know you've mentioned a wealth of resources over the course of the HITACH that it would be great to even just have links or this is what's been done. So as we identify each of the areas within the annual report, maybe we can have an appendix or something that says, and these are past resources that also support this work. So then the annual report that we produce this year almost becomes a consolidated resource of a lot of really great stuff out there that we've identified as stuff that's still relevant and can help kind of move us forward in one place. And I like the idea of making sure we focus on the different dimensions, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I agree, Ms. Carolyn. I agree with that.
You know, just for a factoid, a real-life factoid, I know a lot of folks do this that are provider CIOs. I have literally taken a work output from an ONC subgroup and given it to my hospital board to get, you know, various approvals, various policy enacted across the hospital system, various things, because it's so clear-cut, and whether it's coming from the OCR or ONC or even a FACO, you know, recommendation, it has such powerful meaning that a lot of provider technology CIOs and clinical CIOs lean on. So just making sure that's not lost in the wash because we're working on so many things is important. All right, let's move forward into the next slide. Carolyn?
Yep. So here is this draft crosswalk of priority target areas for this fiscal year. Again, it looks very similar to the previous crosswalk we saw, but what's added here is an indication of where there is a direct impact. What we're aiming to advance the high-tech priority areas very directly versus environments where we may advance the priority areas or perhaps not. And I'll let you take a look at that rather than reading all 27 lines here. And there are some areas yet that are still to be determined, of course, because the interoperability standards group is still meeting and some other things haven't been fully resolved. Are there any, does this bring to mind any particular thoughts or concerns?
This is Aaron. I really like this chart, and I think it's going to be a work in progress as this evolves. I think this does speak to a lot of the dimensions that, you know, the high tech was charged with. It will be interesting as we begin to fill this in with, you know, additional target areas as this group continues to meet and we look at that. I really appreciate, I know ONC spent some time trying to figure out how do you sum up all this work that's been going on into an easy to understand chart. So I want to give credit to the ONC team for this, because this makes sense to me.
Yeah, it does a nice job of bringing that three dimensionality down to something that you can kind of wrap your arms around. And let's move to the next slide. So our meeting schedule, we are on the second today, just kicking things off. We have a meeting in about 3 weeks where we'll start outlining the landscape analysis and the gap analysis. I think some useful work in the next 3 weeks is to be thinking about this idea of micro landscapes. You know, sort of the three that really pop out to me as being definitely separate and significant are clinical, consumer, and public health. But it's certainly worth trying to identify any others that we have we should be thinking about at this point in the process, you know, when we are well-placed to do that and integrate those appropriately. Then about a month after that, we'll be looking at the landscape analysis report. I expect there'll be some homework in between those two meetings for us, some reviews and perhaps some writing, although we do have resources from ONC. A couple of weeks later, in early October, we'll be looking at the gap analysis report and outlining the progress report. And we'll have a month to do that, and we'll be looking at that progress report and outlining the full annual report. And the goal would be to have a pretty solid draft of that annual report in early December. That's critical for us because as we move deeper into the month of December, there'll be holidays, travel, and I think it's in general, it's just a good time to try to not put more work tasks on our plates because other things are going on. somewhere in that winterish time frame, say after the 6th of December and before early January when the full HITAC meets, we'll be completing this report. We'll present that to HITAC in January, and then there'll be a lot of last serious activity on our part along with ONC as Dr. Rucker gets ready to take that to Congress in February. Is there any other important thoughts that I've left out, Lauren or Elise or Michelle?
No, I think that just about covers it.
I'm just trying to think of any other little built-in tasks that aren't explicit but will remind us of them when they pop up in our inboxes.
Yeah, I think something important to note, and that is a good point, Carolyn, is that, you know, if we get along with this and we realize we need another meeting or we need to call the HITAC together to talk about something as related to the report or whatnot, there may be meetings in November and December that are not on this list that pop up due to importance or urgency. There's also a lot of transitional things coming out later this year, you know, in September or whatnot, that may help inform and drive other dates, whether it's proposed regulation or rules or whatever else. So this will kind of evolve and can be added to, but I think this is spot on to an overview of what we're trying to do.
Good. And I want to emphasize that I hope everyone will be comfortable bringing forward any thoughts you have about this as things come up, or if you see potential conflicts or opportunities to enhance the work product by managing the schedule or changing it a bit. There's no value in waiting for the train wreck to happen, and this is just kind of an idea about how we can make all of this work. But if we see that we need to modify it, we definitely want to do that, you know, so that we get the best possible product. And is there another slide? So the review schedule for the full committee, the full HITAC, in September, we'll give them a progress update. Then in October, on the virtual call, we'll review the final landscape analysis and the final gap analysis. In November, we'll review the final progress report. And in January-ish, we'll have that first annual report review, the final annual report review. That'll be an in-person meeting. And then at some point in February, the final report will go, we'll approve that at the HITAC, and then that will go forward to the HHS secretary, and then in March to Congress. And then before we know it, we'll be starting the 2019 report. So we don't want to forget that detail.
small important detail. That's good.
Small detail. See you next August. Well, maybe July. We'll see. But,
right.
And is there another slide?
I think that brings us to public comment. I know we are quite a bit ahead of schedule, so I just wanted to just check to see if there are any other overarching comments. One thing I just forgot to mention at the top of the call is that, in case folks are wondering, the annual report work group is limited to just that of HITAC members. Typically, other task forces will include public members as well, but because this is an inherent administrative function of the committee, it's limited to committee members only. But to Carolyn's point earlier, if need be, we can certainly pull in subject matter experts as needed.
That's a good point. And I think it also, in addition to kind of the difference between this work group and other work groups, is, you know, we're going to be leaning on the committee members to go talk to folks in the community. Talk to, you know, experts out there, ask questions, bring that back to this group, and then to your point, also bring in other expert opinions as needed. It'll be really incumbent upon all of us to ask the right questions and really drive this to a very meaty conclusion. So, again, a little different than the past where we had a lot of outside participation in different groups.
And I see Chesley has posted a comment in the comment area. In addition to clinical, consumer, public health, what about research? That would be the patient outcomes, clinical and translational. I think that's a great idea. I think sometimes we forget about it because a lot of that occurs in a clinical or institutional environment. But absolutely, given the differences in the goals and some of the regulations about the way data is used and shared and other requirements imposed by funders, that's another good area to add to the micro-landscape list.
I would agree. I like that a lot.
Great, thanks. So any other just general comments, either in terms of the timeline or the process or the report itself before we open up for public comment? Hearing none, operator, can you please open the public line for comment, please?
Yes. If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your comment from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys.
Thank you. And just as a reminder, we ask everyone to keep their public comments to no more than 3 minutes. Operator, do we have any comments in the queue at this time?
There are no comments in the queue at this time.
Okay.
All right. Well, with that, I think we can probably give some time back to folks. As this goes on, we will probably use them the full time. But today was really more of an introduction and orientation to what we're trying to accomplish. Carolyn?
Yep, I absolutely agree. I appreciate everyone's coming to the meeting today. And if you have further thoughts about any of these topics or have some other ideas that you think should be looked at by the full work group, please forward those along. Lauren can be sure that those get distributed to all of us. And if nothing else, then we'll see you all in about 3 weeks.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.